You want to work less and get more profits from the recruits you hire? Here's where you focus. That's what we're talking about today on Brokerpreneur Podcast. Running a brokerage is hard work. So whether you're focused on building your own sales pipeline, hiring the best agents, leveling up your team's production, or protecting the culture you've built, you're in the right place. Real estate brings the challenges, and we share the solution. Welcome to the show dedicated to broker entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Brokerpreneur Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Brokerpreneur Podcast. I'm Dr. Ben Spears, the doctor of yo-yo, and I'm here with the big guy as usual, Matt. What's up, man?
Man, just that's doing well. Excited to be able to be behind the microphone and record some podcasts. We're excited to get this information out, especially this topic. This is a fun one.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Before we get started, you know, head on down to the links in the description below. Pick whatever's your favorite. There's some goodies down there, and you know, we'll see you later. Matt, what are we talking about?
Hey, see, Ben's trying not to let in on something. He's trying to keep it quiet, yeah. But I'm not going to keep it quiet. Here's what we're going to talk about. We got something very cool for our brokerpreneurs that they're going to be able to kind of be able to do really soon that I think they're going to love a lot. And so he's trying to keep it quiet and not say anything about it. And I'm trying to shout it on the mountains here. You're going to be super excited about what we're doing for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got to be connected though.
Oh, that's for sure. And what are we talking about today, Matt?
So per person productivity, effective desk occupancy, EDO, however you want to measure the EDO, that kind of dates me a little bit, but however you want to measure what it is that you do with your agents in order to help them be more productive, which in turn helps you drive profits to that bottom line. We're going to talk about a couple of things to really keep in mind about that, and we're going to make it short and super simple, and it's going to be easy to apply.
Yeah, I love that. I'm not even going to ask the first question. Just tell me why you want to. I don't even know. Guys, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so we wanted to, with this topic, we wanted to be very short and very actionable.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to get straight to the point on this.
I love it.
Okay. Take out your roster. And I want you to go down your roster and I want you to measure people on a scale of 1, 2, or 3. 3 being the highest, of course, because it's the highest. 1 being the lowest, because it's the lowest. And I want you to put a number next to the people that are the that in the first column, because there's going to be 2 columns. The first column, you're going to put how much revenue they bring in, okay? And you're going to label it on a 3. If they bring in a lot of revenue, you're going to put a 3. If they bring in some revenue, you're going to put a 1. If they bring in little or no revenue, you're going to put a 2 on the last one and then 1 on that one, right? Did I say that confusing enough for you?
Right. Yeah, no, I don't get it, but whatever.
Okay, right. All right, so a 3, a 2, and a 1 on how much revenue they bring in. Then the column right next to it, or literally just right next to their name on the roster that you print out, you're going to do the same thing, but you're going to put it for company dollar this time, okay? And that means how much money you have to pay your bills after the agent gets their portion of the commission, okay? And company dollar, we're not going to get into. There's a very specific definition. We're not going to get into that. Again, we're keeping it simple, okay? Yep. So you're going to have the agent's name, and you're going to have 2 numbers next to it. How much commission they're bringing in, and how much of it you get to keep, basically. And you're rating both of those on a 3, a 2, or a 1.
Okay.
Okay. Then, as you
1's the best or 3's the best?
3's the highest.
Okay.
So it's going to, Right. So if somebody brings in a 2, but you get a 3 off of that, then you want more of those people.
Okay.
You follow me?
Okay, gotcha.
Because they're bringing in revenue, right? And you love it that they're bringing in revenue, but you're making more off of that.
Okay,
you're bringing in the peak off of that. Now, that's going to do a couple of things. 1, that's going to tell you who you need more of. 2, in my opinion, that's who you're going to tell you need who you're going to need to pay attention to.
Okay.
Right? Because at some point, if they're not bringing in a lot and you're making a lot off of it, it becomes a sticking point between you and them as a broker. Right? Yeah. So that you got to pay attention
fight,
to that.
Fight. I'm sure.
Right. So what we're doing is we're basically taking a look at the per agent productivity. And you're going to start creating a model of who that agent is. So if you have a bunch of 3s, and a bunch of 1s, then look out.
Yep.
If you have a bunch of 1s and 1s, look out, right? If you don't have a healthy mix between these, look out is the point, okay?
Would the healthy mix include like some 3s and 1s?
Yeah, it includes some 3s and 1s.
So you're not looking at it and being like, oh, I got to get rid of that person.
That's exactly right. Okay. And you're not looking at it like, man, I want all 3s and 3s and 3s. right?
Yeah.
And I want all ones and threes. That's not how you're looking at it. Yeah. Right? What you're looking at it is a balance.
Go fish.
Yeah. And here's how you're going to figure out that balance. Mm-hmm. Just average it. Run it down at the bottom. Add up all your first numbers, add up all your second numbers, and average both of those. Divide it by how many agents are in the office, and it's going to give you an idea of how that is.
Yeah.
Okay. If you're not profitable, it's probably because you end up being very close to 3-1.
Okay.
Okay. If you are profitable, it's probably because there's a balance of 2-2 somewhere in there, or if I would even say if you have a 1-3, I'd say be careful.
Okay.
Right. So what you're looking for is a balance there.
Yeah.
Right. And so that gives you a way of just going back and looking at those numbers super quickly.
Yeah.
It also tells you who you want more of. So how do I apply this in recruiting? Okay. Let's say that I've got 30 people on my roster, right? I've got some 3s and 1s and 2s and 2s and blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
Let's say that I have some people that are balanced. I've got some 2s and 2s, or I've got some 1s and 3s or something like that. I go ask them who they're doing business with. I go ask them who they know. I go ask them, who else did you go to class with? I ask them, who'd you do your last transaction with? I ask them things because they are hanging out and around some of the people that I want to be around. I'm also checking in on them at that point.
Yeah.
Okay. But now what you're trying to do is you're trying to raise their level as much as you can raise their level while you're replacing that with somebody else.
I don't get that last part.
Okay.
So explain to me, like, replacing that with someone.
Yeah.
Because you're not getting rid of them.
No, you're not getting. Yeah. Okay. Good point. Yeah. So when I say replacing that, I mean bringing someone else in that has that same per person productivity numbers mix.
So you're duplicating.
Duplicating would mean when you raise them up, you're hiring somebody else that's exactly like them at that point. What you're doing is, if somebody is a 2-2, as an example.
Oh, and you make them a 3-3.
And you make them a 3-1 or a 3-2, as an example, you want to replace that 2-2.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yeah.
What you're trying to do is you're trying to
collect the baseball cards.
I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, I do, but go ahead.
All right. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to fill in with more of the people that are helping your profitability the same way. Here's why you're doing that. As your office matures and it gets better and the natural shift of things happen, if you are not careful, you end up with a lot of people that are 3-1. And when you look back, all you're attracting is a bunch of other 3-1 people.
Yeah.
And so at that point, the argument is, well, if I've got enough 3-1 people, I'm going to make the amount of money that I want to make. Well, what happens with 3-1 people? Do you know? A new model comes into town and a bunch of them leave at the same time.
Peace out.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And so what happens with 1-3 people? 1-3 people are people that are bringing in just a little bit of money and you're making a whole bunch of it. What do they do?
Looking for better commissions.
They look for a different split somewhere else, right?
Yeah.
So your 2-2 people are balanced and they're kind of happy and they're productive and they think that they're in a happy place. Well, if you get them to a 3-2, man, they're excited. But at the same time, they're automatically moving in what direction? They're moving towards that 3-1. Oh. You constantly have to be replacing that balanced agent in your office.
Gotcha.
You follow me?
Yeah. So it's like a little bit of a side track here. Uh-huh. But do you think anybody that is a 3 in that second number is thinking like, oh man, like that guy or gal's, you know, making a lot of money off my transaction. Oh. Should I be looking? I'm saying, you know, we're looking at this as, hey, we want to get these people to these points.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any time that you're like, man, it's a 3 in that second column. I better make sure I'm showing that person, you know, some love because I am doing really well off of them. And of course they know it.
Yeah. Yeah. I would think that unless your model is to just have as many agents as possible without having relationships with them.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you have to be connected. You have to know what's going on. Right.
Yeah.
You've heard me say this, I don't know how many times at this point. Figuratively, an agent every day is taking one step closer to the desk or one step closer to the door.
Yeah.
Your job is to get them to sit the hell down and be productive as a broker.
Yeah.
Okay. And what I mean by that, I don't mean physically in the office. I'm talking about figuratively. Okay. I mean, mentally every day you're trying to get them to settle back into your office.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you do that with one-on-one conversations? Yeah, sometimes. Do you do that with coaching? Yeah, sometimes. Do you do that with recognition? Yeah, sometimes. Do you do that with financial incentives? Yeah, sometimes, right? There's a lot of different ways that you do that. It's not just about going and talking to every agent every day. That's not what I'm saying. But you have to have things in place that make it easier for them to sit down and get back to work.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they're taking a step closer to that door. Yep. Okay.
Completely get that.
All right. So hopefully that answers that question. It's not, that situation is not specifically, as they're moving through this, when we're looking at per person productivity, we're not, I'm not trying to figure out the specifics of that person.
Yeah.
This is us grading and rating the whole office and where do people need to be.
Yeah.
Now go back to work and meet your agent where they are.
Okay.
That's yep. I would say that. Right. So now at a glance, take your list and again, not complicating this, but do it once a month. At the end of the year, total them all up.
Yeah.
You do it in an Excel spreadsheet. You can run the formulas immediately, right? You can put some formulas in it, put January through whatever across the top, two columns for each of them, put those numbers in. It totals it at the bottom, has a running total on the far right. Next thing you know, you've got an idea of the overall health of your office. Is it a 2.97 in a 1.1, right? Look out. Right.
Yeah.
So this gives you that way of being able to kind of take that temperature really quick of what's going on in the office and who you need to recruit.
Yeah. You know what you could do?
What's that?
Okay, guys, you put your pencils down. This is a joke. I mean, you know how like a quarterback has that thing on their wrist? It's got all their plays and they lift it up. You know, you could get one of those and just put your whole roster on it and it can have like ones and threes. And that way when you're talking to somebody, you'd be like, hold on a second.
Somebody says you got a minute. You rip that thing up and go, nope, not for you.
You're a one. Sorry.
Sucker.
Or you could just like put them in different places of your office. That way you just know if I'm in the back left corner.
Put dots on their desk. you're a green dot. I think you're okay. I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, exactly. That's too good.
Yep.
So from a recruiting standpoint.
Yep.
Right now, we kind of have, I know you said you asked a question. You know, ask them, who do you know? Who are you talking to? How mm-hmm. you getting your business? That right. kind of thing. It is very difficult, I would have to imagine, that if you let's say a person was a 2-2 and you got onto that 3-3 and you're like so excited, it would be difficult to be like, oh, let me go look for a 2-2.
Right.
Right. Like every broker wants to be like, I want to go for those threes and those threes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I want the most productive and somehow I want them to just come on and give me a 3 in my company dollar as well.
Yeah. So this is coming
How
out.
How do you fight that urge?
Yeah. So this is coming out in February of 2024, right? Okay. So, well, maybe not.
Maybe early March.
Okay. So reach out to us. In the end of this month, we're actually doing a live webinar on YouTube and on LinkedIn, right?
Yes.
We're going to be streaming it in both places. If you miss that because you're listening to this after that, just reach out to us on LinkedIn. And we'll get you the replay or get you some of the highlights of the replay or whatever. Yep. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
That way we can actually dig into that topic and not go too far into it right now. But just know we've got it laid out so that you're going to be able to get those answers.
Yeah. Yeah, cool. Well, then I'm not going to dive. I'm not going to ask. I'm not going to dig there, guys. And I apologize. Usually the one that's digging. Okay, well, tell me anything else you want to talk about on this topic, Matt?
Yeah, so I love the EDO conversation of the per person productivity. This was how I learned to simplify it. Okay, the reason why I learned how to simplify it this way. So I would sit in a room with a bunch of other real estate brokers, and everybody was at different levels of what they were doing in their business, and so you would have to take the numbers that were the profit, and then how much did your office, how much were your office bills, and you had to divide it by everybody and everything, and everybody had a different number in the room and all that. And absolutely, that is something that is effective. However, it's a very overwhelming way of doing it. This is a very simplified way of getting the same result that you want for that, We just did a 20-minute podcast, and immediately you can take action on this and get the same result without having to dig in all those numbers, especially if you're not a numbers person. So that's why we set it up the way that we. So that's why we set it up that way.
Yeah, I love it. Well, guys, print your roster. You know, get your ones, your twos, and your threes, or your color codes, whatever, however you want to do it, and start going through there. If you have any questions about any of this, come to Brokerpreneur Not So Secret Society. It is every Friday, 12 o'clock. You just register down below, in the description. We would love to answer your questions. We would love to just see your face, meet you.
Hear about your business, yeah,
and learn more about your business and see what we could do to help you grow and the community inside that does as well. It's absolutely free, Matt. We do that. Everything else that we do. Looking forward to our webinar you're talking about for one reason alone. Tell them what that is,
man. We just want to be part of your win.